I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Teeing it up and talking golf. That's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. And sometimes we get to do it from some of the biggest stages in the game, and that's the case today. Hello, everyone, along with our producer, the Duke, Robert DeCosin, Master Control. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell's off today. Jerry Butenoff will make a special return appearance to the show as we come to you live from the 45th U.S. Senior Open presented by the United States Golf Association. We're in Colorado Springs, Colorado at the beautiful five-star Broadmoor Resort, where the best seniors in the world have gathered to play golf once again. It's the third time around here at the Broadmoor, and the final round is underway. On the show today, take a closer look at what it takes to put on a senior U.S. Open or any major USGA championship. We'll also be joined by Brian DePasquale, Senior Manager of Championship Communications at the USGA. And also on Tee to Green today, Julie Nelson will be here. Julie is a communications official with the PGA Tour Champions, and she is lending her support this week at the senior U.S. Open. Besides those great guests, we'll also hear from Stuart Sink, Padraig Harrington, and more of the leaders at the 45th U.S. Senior Open today here on Tee to Green.
Sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, streamed live at sportsbyline.com. You can also hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Radio. I'm Jay Ritchie. Along with Jerry Butenoff, we'll be teeing it up, talking golf with Brian DePasquale. Next, here from the U.S. Senior Open on Tee to Green.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now, there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind, for all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Golfers listen because we speak their language every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. The language is golf. Welcome in, everyone, as we are a little bit on the road, not in our usual spot, but we're still in Colorado Springs, just down the road from where we normally do the show. We're at the Broadmoor Resort for the 45th Senior Open, along with yours truly, Jay Ritchie. Jerry Butenhoff is here today. Debbie O'Connell has the weekend off. And we've got the Duke, Robert DeCosa, in master control. And what a week it has been here at the Broadmoor for this Senior Open. The best senior golfers in the world have gathered here at the Broadmoor for the third time. Senior Open was here in 2008. It was here in 2018. And now it's back here in 2025. And we have a three-way tie for the lead going into the final round today. Three golfers at 8 under par, Mark Hensby of Australia, Stuart Sink, kind of new to the Champions and the Senior Tour, is also at 8 under par, along with Padraig Harrington, a former winner of this event, who got into the final group with a 30-yard chip-in on the final hole yesterday.
I did want to be in the last group, which is the only way I could be in the last group was making that birdie, but just because you want something doesn't mean you can, if it's easy as that, we'd be all great. So, I was well aware I 19 holes to go, so I didn't have to birdie the 18th. And it does get me into the last group, but I'm happy about that.
That is Padraig Harrington trying for his second Senior Open. As I said, Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, longtime listeners of Tee to Green, will know Jerry. They haven't heard him for a few years, but Jerry, welcome back to the show. It's good to see you again,
my
friend.
I'd like to welcome the 18 listeners that remember who I am from the years past. And even though I've been off the air here for a while, I have been doing some special contributions to the show here and there. So I haven't been completely gone for those people that are listening. But it's good to be back. Good to have the Senior Open here at the Broadmoor again. And the scoring's been pretty good. The wind has been down, and so that's helped the players get some birdies out there.
Yeah, we're going to hear more from some of the other players on the top of the leaderboard. And then later in the hour, Julie Nelson, who is a communications manager with the Tour Champions, the PGA Senior Tour, will be joining us on the show today. Our first guest is a guy that's got probably the toughest job in the entire United States Golf Association. He's in charge of the media, getting us to where we need to be, getting the players we need to talk to, and even feeding us here at places like the Broadmoor for the Senior
Open.
That's
the most important part.
Yeah, that's the biggest part of his job. He's been doing it for quite a while now, last 13 years as the head guy in the communications department for the USGA, Brian DePasqua. Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Good morning.
Yeah, good to have you with us today here on Tee to Green. Thanks. I know you've got, it's crazy, you got a lot of things going on, but thanks for coming on.
Thank you. We're glad to have you, and got quite a leaderboard. Fans should be excited. You got those three guys in the last group. That's pretty awesome stuff.
As I mentioned, sort of jokingly, the toughest job at the USGA, but it's not easy. And I wish fans, I wish our listeners could just see the stuff you guys do behind the scenes, and I got a chance to be part of it and be up close and personal with it the last 3-4 days here at the Broadmoor. It's like a well-oiled machine. That's the only description I could take. But was it always like that?
Well, that's a pretty good compliment when you say we're well-oiled, because, you know, you're dealing with this is an outdoor sport, and it's also not like football where you have 100-yard field. You have 18 holes and a whole big area to cover. So, and Mother Nature obviously has played a little bit of havoc this week, so we worked around it, but that's normal procedure in golf.
They moved up the starts this morning because of potential weather coming in later on today. What does that require you guys to do when something like that happens?
Just to be flexible and because it's very possible we could get a delay today. And then, like yesterday, well, every day this week we've had something because you can't, as everyone in Colorado knows, you never know what's coming over the mountain. So, we just had to be flexible, and we keep in touch communication with the people who are running the competition on our side of things, and we work it out that way.
And as close as we're tucked to the mountains here at the Broadmoor, we only get about a 5-minute notice on what's coming anyway.
Correct. But fortunately, we bring a weather service on site, so we don't necessarily rely on what folks normally watch on TV, their local TV weather forecaster. We actually bring somebody to all our USGA championships because they have to help the person running the competition and know what's coming so that they can make decisions.
Yeah. We're with Brian DePasqua. He's a senior communications guy with the United States Golf Association. Let's talk a little bit about your background and your history and how you got the job and why you'd want to take a job like this.
Well, I'm a college athletics guy. I started my career in Philadelphia in the early 80s. Sorry out there. and I was a conference PR guy and then went to Drexel University. And just to drop a few names, we had this young assistant coach in the basketball program at Drexel. He turned out all right, named Jay Wright. Won 2 national titles at Villanova. And I can tell you this, he has not changed. Still the nicest guy you ever met. Fame has not changed him at all. And now he's working for CBS Sports as an analyst. But then went through some other schools, Colgate. And the funny part about this is that we had the NCAA East Regional in 92. Colgate has a tremendous golf course. It's called Seven Oaks. And Stuart Sink played there in 92 for Georgia Tech, along with David Duvall and a few other guys. So it seems like I'm repeating history here a little bit.
So I mentioned for 13 years, the past 13 years, you've been the chief guy. But you were here before that, weren't you?
Yeah, well, what happened was the USGA staff was very small back in the 90s. And Craig Smith, who at one time was a college PR guy, too, at Lafayette College in Pennsylvania, he said, man, I need help at the U.S. Open. So they would bring. I would label myself a preferred volunteer to come in and help him. So really, some of the things I do now, I was doing back then as a volunteer. So, yes, I've worked the U.S. Open since 93, straight through. 93 was the first year I did it at Baltusrol in New Jersey.
The first guy I worked with was Pete Kowalski. Did you work with Pete, too?
Worked with Pete. Pete was a volunteer at one time, too, because he was a college guy at Rutgers and Penn State. And then Pete became the head guy after Craig Smith left at the USGA, and then Pete hired me in December of 2011 to come in and work with him. So that's how that all
happened.
I'm seeing a little Eastern trend here. Was it required that all you guys came from the same three area codes or something at that time? Or
it just came down that we all knew each other. Pete and I worked a bunch of college events, so we knew each other. We worked a Final Four in basketball in New Jersey, a lot of lacrosse. Obviously, lacrosse is big in Colorado now, but it wasn't at one time. It was mainly an Eastern sport, but a lot of those guys that I worked with, I worked at Albany my last job. We got to the quarterfinals in 07. A lot of those guys are high school coaches out west now, and so lacrosse has moved across the country.
The I kind of lost my train of thought here, but I was going to say the fact that you're here now at the Broadmoor for the third time and second time for you since 2018 in charge of things, has that made things easier?
Well, as you know already, we're coming back every 6 years now, so we're going to be back in 31 and 37. And obviously, there's a good partnership going on. Jack Demioli, the CEO, president, you know, he's all in hosting the Senior Open. And, you know, we're not saying this, but the Senior Open, now the Broadmoor is kind of an anchor site like Oakmont is for the U.S. Open. Broadmoor is for the Senior Open.
Yeah, that's great, too. We don't mind that at all. Oh. Hopefully, we'll all be around in 31.
At least for one more.
Yeah.
We're with Brian DePasco. He's the chief communications guy from the United States Golf Association, putting on the 45th U.S. Senior Open, the third time around here at the Broadmoor. Brian's going to stay with us for another segment. Along with Jerry Butenoff, I'm Jay Ritchie. We've got the Duke, Robert DeCosa, in master control, and we're live at the Broadmoor. The final round is already underway. With three guys at the top of the leaderboard getting ready to tee off later. We'll be right back with more after this.
Travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, on your smartphone. You can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. We're also streamed live at sportsbyline.com. It's Tita Green. It's the Golf Show. Talking golf today from the 45th U.S. Senior Open, the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Final round just getting underway. Jay Ritchie along with Jerry Butenoff. And we'll get back to our guest, Brian DePasquale, in just a moment. But the final round starts with three guys tied at the top of the leaderboard for the lead. Mark Hensby, Padraig Harrington, and Stuart Sink are all 8 under par. Sink trying to win this tournament in his first senior open. He turned 50 but didn't play because he was playing in the regular U.S. Open, and now he's here at the Broadmoor tackling the tough Broadmoor East course.
The course has kind of this little, like, rhythm to it where the first three are kind of like, you know, gettable, and it gives you opportunity, and then there's some difficult greens, and then there's some fairly simple holes, and then there's some really just difficult, pretty brutal holes, actually, on the back nine. So it's just got a really neat flow to it. The course doesn't ever just stay in one lane. It's kind of just all over the place.
That is Stuart Sink at the post-round press conference yesterday. He's had a pretty good week, Jerry. Think he can cap it off today?
Very possible. I mean, there's options out there. Like he said, you want to score early because the back nine is 2 shots to par less, but it's like 300 yards longer. And there are some just really difficult approach shots there. You got a 545-yard par 4 on number 17 with a tricky green that breaks a little bit more than a lot of people think. And, score early is the way to get going, especially, you know, with 4 guys when you count Thomas Bjorn in there, jumbled up at the top right away.
I liked what he said, too, about you kind of have to make it up as you go along. If you come in with preset, the course will bite you back because it changes not only from day to day, but it can change from hole to hole, and it can change drastically from morning to afternoon.
And if we do get some rain or something moving in today, it's going to bring a little bit of wind with it too, you know, with gusts that might approach, 16 to 20 miles per hour. That makes a huge amount of difference up here.
USGA's got to love the fact that you got 3 guys tied for the lead. And you got some names like Harrington and Sink, names that golfers and non-golfers might know, which is great. We're talking to Brian DePasquale. He's a senior communications guy here at the Broadmoor for this Open.
Most people wouldn't know necessarily, but all of those 3 in the last group have top 5 finishes in the regular U.S. Open. So they're used to playing in these conditions. And, of course, Sink and Harrington have won major championships, Open Championship, and Harrington won the PGA. And, you know, you go down the board there and you see Ernie Els down there, you know, who has 4 major titles. He's very capable of going low, and he did last year in the last round at Newport.
I got to tell this story. I asked Brian to come on the show a couple of days ago.
and twisted his arm a little bit and got him to take...
Wrangled him over here.
Yeah, that's a good word. And after he said he would do it, I was wandering around the media center here, and I saw Bob Condren, good longtime mutual friend of both of us, of all three of us, in fact. And I mentioned that we were going to get Brian on the show on Sunday. He said, that's great. Brian will be good. And he said, you know, this is his last one. And I said, his last what? He said, his last tournament, his last event. He's retiring after this one, which just totally blew me away. But I'm so glad now that I asked you, and I'm so glad you said yes to come on.
Well, you know, Bob's been a good friend. We go back. I worked for him. Now he's working for me this week. But I worked for him at the 92 Winter Olympics in France and several, what they used to have, Olympic festivals in the lead-up.
Yeah.
And I worked three of those for him, too. So, you know, like I said, we're going around here this week with a career and the names on the board here in my previous life.
Plans for post-retirement or besides playing maybe some golf?
I'm one of those guys that probably will find some work. The seven-day-a-week thing is... hopefully going away.
But you had a problem with that, did you?
You know what? When you get older, it's harder to get up in the morning. And maybe you know that. I don't know. But, you know, we're here. I've been here since the 19th of June. So I'm fine with it. But, you know, the body, you know, there's some of those bones don't work like they used to.
Well, your predecessors, we mentioned Pete Kowalski, Craig Smith, both stepped down from the USGA, but they're both back doing a few things, keeping their fingers in it.
Yeah, Craig is, you'll laugh, he's a ranger at a local golf course in Myrtle Beach a couple of days a week. And then he's done some work for Coastal Carolina down there. And then Pete's still running around. He's got his own little mini business, and he's been representing some golf courses around the U.S., helping them out.
No one goes cold turkey anymore, do they?
You really can't, because, you know, if you want to stay at least mentally fresh, you got to do something. As someone already said to me, their advice to me was, make sure you have something to do every day. It could be very little. Maybe it's just take out the trash, but have a schedule where you're doing something every day so you get up and you're thinking and moving.
Yeah, well, when you leave 13 years as a main guy, how long it total at the USGA?
Oh, well, 92 was the first time I volunteered at an event, and you're going to laugh, that Tiger Woods played in the U.S. Junior at Wollaston Golf Club near Boston. So that year was the first year I volunteered for Craig Smith at a USGA championship.
Yeah, so
that's how far I go back.
30 years. Just a treasure trove of memories, I'm sure. When you look back on it, is there one particular memory or moment that stands out maybe above the others?
Well, the easiest one to bring up would be the playoff in 2008 at Torrey Pines, the U.S. Open, because in those days I used to walk with the groups.
I was there.
To marshal the media inside the ropes, and I went all 19 holes with Tiger and Rocco, and you know, about a thrilling thing. I was told, I don't know if it's totally true, that we broke, because it was a Monday finish, they had to go to a second satellite. There were so many people at work watching on their PCs instead of doing their job that day.
I remember taking an extended lunch break at my job that day, and I walked into an old Chicago here in town and on the Monday finish, and I stumbled in about the 14th hole, and I ran into a couple of guys that weren't really golf watchers, but they had been sitting there since the opening tee shot and were glued to that TV. And the one guy that watched a fair amount of golf said this is as good as a round of golf as he'd ever seen on television.
Yeah, I mean, that was so dramatic. And I'm in the middle of it, so I'm not watching it on TV. And we really didn't know the extent of Tiger's injury. We knew something was going on, but we didn't really know what was going on. And so that was interesting to find out after the round was over.
Yeah, stupid me. I had a flight on Monday to get back home. I didn't consider there might be a playoff, so I had to leave. I had to leave Torrey Pines. I think I saw a few holes, and then I had to get to the airport and fly home. When I got home, it was all over with.
Well, the funny part is, you guys know we have a flash interview area, and so I'm with Rocco after the end of regulation, the 72 holes on Sunday, and Tiger's up on flash, and Rocco goes, do you care if I ask Tiger a question from down here? And Rocco asked Tiger a question. He said, how the heck did you do that?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that's and he had Tiger laughing.
Yeah. But we were at, where were we? At Southern Hills for the PGA Championship. And Rocco
in 2007.
Did something similar when it was over with as well.
We need more characters in golf like Rocco. I mean, he's, you know, he's a radio guest, dream.
Yeah, good personalities make for lively radio and television for sure.
So besides the Broadmoor and Torrey Pines, any other favorite venues that you've been to? They're all great.
Yeah, I mean, we had the 17 U.S. Amateur at Riviera. That was unbelievable there. And I've worked a few Walker Cups, and maybe folks don't pay attention as much to the Walker Cup, but it's the Ryder Cup for amateurs. And, you know, I got to go to Royal Lytham over in England, and that was exciting, even though GB and I beat the heck out of us. But then we came back in 17 at Los Angeles Country Club with Scotty Scheffler and all those guys, and blasted them back.
We could easily do a whole hour with this guy and talk about golf and memories and stuff, but I know you're busy. Thanks for agreeing to come on, and thanks for gracing our show, and thanks for everything over the years that you've done for Tee to Green and even for me personally.
And thanks for your coverage this week.
That's Brian DePasquale, senior communications guy with the United States Golf Association, joining us today here on Tee to Green. Next up, Julie Nelson from the Tour Champions will be joining us. We're live, 45th Senior Open, U.S. Senior Open at the Broadmoor today here on Tee to Green.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, every week for everyone interested in golf. It's Tee to Green, the golf show, with Jerry Butenoff. Boy, I haven't said that in a few years. Jerry, how long were you doing the show there, Jerry Force?
We did a solid 12 and a half years together. I filled in and co-hosted and filled in for you at some point way back in the early 2000s. And then when we moved and started doing it here from the Broadmoor was 2006. And then I worked through and a little bit beyond the 18 Senior Open.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you and back.
I guess told people, you know, I've been a contributor here and there that people don't know about, but it's good to be back on the air again.
Debbie O'Connell's off today. I'm Jay Ritchie. Robert Dacos is in Master Control. And thank you for joining us as we're live at the 45th U.S. Senior Open, the Broadmoor Resort here in Colorado Springs, the five-star Broadmoor Resort. The final round is underway. They moved up the tee times a little bit today because they're expecting some nasty weather to come in later today, and hopefully they'll finish up before that weather comes in. Three guys tied for the lead at 8-under, Padraig Harrington, Stewart Cink, and Mark Hensley. Should any of them falter, the next closest guy is Thomas Bjorn, the European Ryder Cupper out of Denmark, who's been a really solid golfer for many, many years on the regular tour and now on the Champions Tour. He's just a shot back at 7-under par. And yesterday he talked about his strategy for the final round today.
You just can't get ahead of yourself, and you just got to go and play golf and try and just, you know, anytime you play any USGA setup, you have to try and make pass, and then let the birdies come to you. And it's obviously, this golf course, you have the 2 par 5s in the front nine, and it goes to each ball. The couple's really short par fours as well. So opportunities are there on the front nine, but then again, you know, you just cannot get ahead of yourself in this golf course. You can't try and chase a pass good on any hole, and then you just try and build your score for the day and see where you are at the end.
See where you're at the end. That's about all you can do.
You know, he said something about pars being good scores. Someone forgot to tell that to Mark Hensby on Thursday because he had 3 pars the entire day and somehow found himself tied for the lead. And he's still sitting there after all those 4 guys at the top have been very consistent every day. They're the only guys that are under par every day, and that's a good recipe for success at any tournament, yeah, especially an open like this.
Bjorn just teed off. The leaders will go here in about 10 minutes, Harrington, Cink, and Hensby in the final group. Our next guest is standing by and ready to go, and we're happy to welcome Julie Nelson from the PGA Tour Champions. She is a communications official, and she is helping to support the USGA here at the Senior Open at the Broadmoor this week. Hi, Julie. Welcome to Tee to Green.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, it's great to see you. Great to have you on. When I give us communications official, what exactly does that entail, and what do you do?
So we have 28 tournaments on the PGA Tour Champions, and myself and one of my colleagues, we split the tournaments, and we are pretty much the liaisons between the players and the media and the agents and the tournaments and title sponsors and anything you can think of that we do. And we help tell their stories, and we make sure that you guys have what you need to have access to them. And it's really important to build relationships with those guys as we move forward and travel the country and watch them play golf.
So when you say you're splitting it with someone else, do you kind of work between with each, with each other as far as which where you go, or do you split the season in half or every other tournament? How do you do that?
So I've been on the road 2 weeks now. I was at Firestone last week with my colleague, and he was at Oakmont, and then he went to Firestone, so we met there, and then I came here, and then he went home. So we kind of really just divvy up once the schedule comes out, and we kind of say, okay. And really important for both of us, we've been at the tour 3-4 years now, and so building those relationships with tournaments, there's familiarity there for us, and so we kind of know which tournaments that we're going to go to throughout the year, and that's kind of how we do it. But when we work together, he'll do some notes and some head, like facing with the media, and then I'll kind of do player stuff and player facing and get guys for interviews, and we just kind of collaborate through and through throughout the week.
First time here at the Broadmoor? First time in Colorado for you?
Not first time in Colorado. First time at the Broadmoor. It is beautiful here. The weather is unpredictable, but it's still sunny, so I have enjoyed my week for sure.
So you get to know the players, working with them, you get to know them pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Them and their families and their kids, and yeah, we're like a traveling circus out here.
Well, and some great stories and personalities on the Champions Tour, the Tour Champions, which is, it started back with like Sam Snead and Ben Hogan, and then it just, around the time Arnold Palmer turned 50, he wasn't competitive as much on the regular tour, but they couldn't, you know, golf couldn't exist without Arnold Palmer.
Exactly.
So he took the, then it was known as the senior tour, to a whole new level, and then it went to another level when Jack Nicklaus turned 50. Give us a State of the Union, I guess, for the Tour Champions, where it is right now.
So actually, we just celebrated 45 years of PGA Tour Champions, established in 1980, so June of 1980, and we're in a great place. And it's funny, you say seniors and all this stuff, and to me, they're 50s, they're 60s, they're not old. I know it's a different
That's
level.
That's right, they're not.
They're not. They're still so competitive. They really are. Everyone thinks, oh, they're super relaxed and they're chill and all of this stuff, and they are. They get it. They've been there. They've paved the way. There's a different level of respect to the game with these guys, but to still watch them compete. I mean, you see the leaderboard is stacked, and they still want it just as much as they did when they were on the main tour. And so we're in a great place. It's a really great tour. It's the hardest tour to get on, and everyone wants to come out and compete and still show that they still have it. So our leader, Miller Brady, does a really great job with these guys down to player relations and communications and our ops and rules. And everyone just is, like I said, we're just a family out here, and it's a great place to be.
After the early days of Arnie and Jack, you've had guys like Hale Irwin and Bernard Langer that have come and set new records along the way. Do you people that work with the tour, do you keep track of things like popularity and TV numbers, and where do we stand right now compared to some of those other times?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that everything from TV numbers, and I don't want to speak to all of that, but you do see a difference in social media now, and everyone wants these instant gratification and click and all of those things, really instant just content. And I think the PGA Tour has done a great job in kind of transitioning that as well. I think our telecast and broadcast teams do a great job trying to balance that as well. So I wouldn't want to speak to the numbers per se, as I'm not really dialed in on that side. But we do what we can to make sure that the broadcast is a success. And that comes from myself and my partner in communications, and being able to tell these guys stories, and if there's anything the tournament wants to have, you know, showcased on TV for title sponsors or charity or anything like that going on, I know it's just really important that we make sure nothing slips through the cracks, and so that people do see how great PGA Tour Champions is and what we're doing in the communities.
Who is watching PGA Tour Champions? Do you have some audience numbers or demographics? Or I know probably the audience skews older because they are the senior players, but are you able to keep the younger audience as well interested?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I would lean more towards the older generation, but again, 50s and 60s is not old to me. So the young, probably from your late 20s, early 30s, all the way up, I would say, because of social media. Everyone is relatable in some aspect, and so a lot of people still want to follow John Daly. I mean, he definitely is someone that is a name that everyone, no matter where we go, people ask who he is. Ernie Els, Bernhard Langer, Padraig Harrington. I mean, these guys up here they really do, they're so personable. And I think one of the things that week in and week out that our players do is play pro-ams with these people. And so that's a sweet spot for us in knowing that there's where the relationships are formed and guys get to know other people on a relatable level. And I think that that helps with the numbers. And someone's like, oh, I know our guys a lot here be like, oh, my dad watched you or, you know, this or that. But they still come out and support. So it's great to see.
And I think what in the last few years, or maybe more than a few, but the USGA, the PGA on all its tours have really geared the tournaments more toward making it a family event. And the USGA is front and center in that with the, you know, things that are out there for the kids and everything. I mean, I really want to shrink myself down a little bit to later today and see if I can hit a ball into the mouth of the golf eponymous. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, that is something. Golf is, it is definitely a family sport. And I think that PGA Tour Champions, USGA, PGA Tour, I think everyone does a really good job creating those family zones and kid zones to, you know, have everyone out there and just support, because it's something for everyone. And I think that's a great way to look at golf and get people involved and want to participate more, whether you actually play or you just want the camaraderie and come out and have a cocktail and have a good time. I mean, it really, you can do anything.
That's Julie Nelson. She's with the PGA Tour Champions, the 50 and over senior circuit in professional golf. And the unique thing too is every year you get guys turning 50 and jumping from the PGA Tour into the Tour Champions. Talk about that and how that affects what you do.
Yeah, I think it's just being warm and welcoming, inviting those guys up. Again, they don't really know what they know. I think a lot of guys think, oh, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to dominate, and then they get out here and they're like, oh, wow,
yeah.
These guys are super competitive. Okay, so I got to tweak this part of my game or work on this area more. And Padraig and Stuart Sink, Stuart committed to a full schedule this year, but Padraig, I mean, he'll still play both. Stuart will still play both if they qualify. They're allowed to do that. But, yeah, the rookie class each year, kind of welcoming a few players here and there. And it's a fun time. It's fun to see them come out and get this brand new experience and just kind of reconnect with guys that they came up with, because they are, quote unquote, you know, getting older on the main tour. And so to see them come back and find their love of the game again, it's cool to watch.
Okay. And it's got to be fun for someone like Fred Couples, who at 56, you know, was really in the hunt at the Masters, you know, through 3 days. That's got to be fun for you guys, too.
Oh, yeah, we were rooting for Freddie. That was tough. He's still super competitive as well.
The big name out there, of course, and there's been some talk about this week here at the Broadmoor, because when the USGA comes back with the Senior Open in 31, Tiger Woods will be eligible. He'll be over 50. Has there been some discussions at the Tour Champions about what do we do when Tiger turns 50 and how do we use that?
Well, I'm not going to spill any secrets on any of that and kind of give away the strategy there. But obviously, yes, there's been some communication, but he himself will be the only one to kind of confirm if he's going to play out here. So I think there's definitely some preparations in place if that happens. I know everyone would be really excited. I think he'd really enjoy our tour. It's a great place to be. And he would be somebody that could reconnect with the guys that he grew up playing with as well. So we'll see what happens.
And he's got to take care of his body first before he does that. So that, you know, will factor in certainly for what you guys are going to be doing.
Absolutely.
So what's on tap for you today?
Today we're going to crown ourselves a champion. We're going to see if the weather, what that does, and get ready to see who's going to be our 45th U.S. Senior Open champion right there.
And your next event?
I will be headed to Endicott, New York for the Dick's Open. And so that's a really fun event. Maroon 5 is going to be performing this year, so guys are excited about that, and it's going to be hot up in New York, but it'll be a good time.
John that's Creedy one of the older job. Events on the...
It is, It used to be the BC Open, and then the Dick's Sporting Goods Open, now it's Dick's Open. But yeah, it's John Creedy's and his team do a really great job, our tournament director up there, and the community, everyone shows up to support that event, so it's a great, great time.
Julie Nelson. Thanks, Julie. Great job.
Yeah, thanks for having me, you guys.
Appreciate it. Julie Nelson with the Tour Champion. She's the communications person, one of several communications officials with the PGA Tour Champions with us today here at Tee to Green. Boy, this hour just flying by, but we're not done yet. More to come, more to follow from the Broadmoor and the 45th U.S. Senior Open. Tee to Green rolls on right after this.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf, and another hour really flying by here today on Tee to Green. We're live at the U.S. Senior Open, 45th U.S. Senior Open, and the third ever at the Broadmoor Resort here in Colorado Springs. They're coming back, the USGA is, with the Senior Open to the Broadmoor in 6 years, in 2031, and then 6 years after that, 2037, they'll be back again. Looking for a great finish today here at the Broadmoor. We got three guys tied for the lead, Sink, Harrington, and Hensby, and one shot back is Thomas Bjorn. So my question to you, Jerry Butenoff, is it a four-man race to the finish here?
Probably. I mean, Steve Flesch just birdied the first hole, so he's at 5-under right now. But I think it's going to take double digits to win this because the wind hasn't been much of a factor so far. Earlier in the week, I thought that maybe 4-under would win it, but I think you're going to need to get to 10-under to get it done here today. And asking Flesch to shoot 6-under, I don't know that that can happen. So I think it's going to be between those four guys at the top. And, I mean, any one of them could win it. I think 10-under is going to win it. But if the rain comes with some wind, that throws a lot of stuff into the mix as far as what the final winning score might be and how many people can sneak up in there then.
Yeah, of those four guys, you got somebody you think might finish at the top?
Harrington obviously has the advantage with his length as far as that part of it goes. Boy, I don't know. I got you. You almost want to think Sink winning it on home.
Yeah,
the home crowd.
Yeah, I like Stuart Sink. I picked him before the tournament began, and much as I like Harrington and Hensby and Bjorn, I'm going to stick with my original pick for Stuart Sink.
It's a good mix this week of guys that were in it in the at Firestone last week, and then some guys that are, you know, just having the super good week or two, like Paul Stankowski. So
yeah,
it'll be a fun day.
Final round is underway. The leaders are on the course. NBC and Peacock with final round action today for you folks at home. And that's going to do it. Our thanks to super guests today, Brian DePasquale of the USGA and Julie Nelson with the PGA Champions Tour. Thanks to Jerry Butenoff for sitting in today. I'm Jay Ritchie. Appreciate everybody joining us. Get out, play some golf. Hit them long. Hit them straight.